Welcome back to another episode of the Undiscussed and Unfiltered podcast. I'm Jay, that's Kay, and today we're talking about a continuation, kind of last week's episode, or last time's episode, I guess. I don't remember when I posted it, to be honest with you.
We're just here. We're just here.
So anyways, last time we talked about the societal Uno reverse. So this is part two, because I had a thought about how, you know, because I'm a woman and I kind of gave a woman's perspective on some stuff, that y'all might think that I'm an unbiased source, and I'm here to correct that, because women do the same thing that men do, okay? You know, I just didn't use that example, but I'm here to use that example today. And that example is, women were sick and tired of creepy people hitting on them, or men hitting on them in public. And so what happened? They got aggressive. And basically every time a man tried to hit on a woman in public, he got shamed and belittled. So now what has happened in today's society is that women will come out and be like, men just don't pick up women in person anymore. Like, in-person relationships never happen anymore, and blah, 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 blah. Well, why did that happen? Because you guys were mean to them, so now they don't. Now they're like, I don't want to get me too'd. I also don't want you to think I'm a creep, so I'm just gonna stand over here and mind my business.
Yeah, that's
And then you're mad at them. You're mad at them. You call them pansies and whatever, and like, just, they're just trying to respect your boundaries. They don't know what you want. And then this all goes back to an episode that we recorded a while ago about how, when I said men don't like women and women don't like men. That's just how it is. Y'all don't like each other, and then you're mad at each other for stupid shit that you created. So anyways, that's the conclusion of that TED Talk. Unless you have anything you want to add.
Anything I want to add? Well, I think you kind of nailed it on the head. If I were to say anything, it would turn into an Alex Jones rant.
Turn the friggin' frogs gay.
It's like the modern day third wave modern day feminism is destroying dating culture, and people are lonely, and
that's basically what the rant would be. Nah, that's really it.
Like, men are useless.
Okay, then build an infrastructure. Then, who's out there? You know, taking care of your infrastructure. Who's building buildings? Who's building cars? These are things that everybody on this God's green earth is capable of doing. But who's doing that? Yeah, I don't degrade people for what they do, so why would you get pissed off for somebody doing something that they're doing? You know? If that makes any sense?
Yes.
Yeah, that was probably the most Rubik's Cube way of explaining it, but yeah. Anyway, that's my tie on it. I don't really have much to put in there. I think you said it better than I ever would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you. I'm just kidding.
But it's still recording. I just think it disconnected.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're good.
Guess we'll find out when I go to edit it. Welcome back. We're experiencing technical difficulties. Let's go, normalizing context. That's where we're gonna go into next. Now that I've finished the TED Talk from last time. And so I'm gonna use the example of my friend, because she notoriously doesn't use context half of the time when she repeats things. And I also want to point out, why do people not use context when retelling accounts of things so that other people can understand what happened to the, like, fullest possibility that they are capable of understanding something? And maybe that's just a neurodivergent thing. I don't fucking know, but I'm gonna need y'all to normalize context. Okay, so I get a text from one of my friends one night, and she says that her boyfriend, or she had, sorry, let me backtrack. I get a text from my friend, and she says that she bought some new lingerie from Victoria's Secret. Why did I say it like that? Lingerie. From Victoria's Secret.
Lingerie? And
I don't know. I like...
You want to go do your lingerie at the laundromat? That's the way you said it.
I was like, my brain was loading for a second. Huh. It was like lagging in my brain. Okay. But yeah, so she bought some lingerie from Victoria's Secret, and she went to show her boyfriend. I'm telling you what she told me, and then I'll tell you what actually happened.
Okay.
So she went to show her boyfriend the lingerie, and he said that she looked like Nacho Libre. So me, being the good best friend that I am, was like, what the fuck is wrong with him? I'm gonna beat the shit out of him. Like, who the fuck says that? Okay? With no context. With no context. What I just told you, you imagined that she put the lingerie on. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, lingerie is intended to be put on. So... Schmexily, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then her, and like, so from what she told me, this is what I thought happened. She put the lingerie on, came out to show her boyfriend, and he said she looks like Nacho Libre. So I'm thinking that he's just being a twat, right? Wrong. And you want to know why it's wrong?
Hmm.
Because this dipstick, I love you, but also you're a dipstick. He put the lingerie on. It was like a bodysuit. She put the lingerie on over top of her clothes.
Oh. Why wouldn't you just, you know, put it on the right way?
First of all, yeah. So second of all, okay. That is some pretty key detail information that should have been relayed, because I almost yelled at your boyfriend for no reason.
Yeah, when you told me that, I just, A, I'm like, wow, I want to have that type of humor with my partner. Because I would probably think the same thing if she came out in like some really fancy outfit like that. I would probably think something along the lines of, damn.
But like,
oh,
bro,
wow. Okay.
Bro, I was so mad at her because I was like, you almost got him in trouble for no reason. Because like, yeah, you asshole. Like, she put it, the lacy bodysuit over her leggings and sweatshirt.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you do look like Nacho Libre, you little fuck.
Yeah, that's well, I'm okay. A, I'm glad you're able to have that experience with her, but I would have killed if that was me and my partner to experience that. That would be great.
That shit's funny as hell. It was funny as hell. Because now that I know the full context, it's funny as fuck. Like, yes, you do look like Nacho Libre. It looks like you're wearing a singlet. Come on. Oh, gosh.
The full picture, not a quarter of the picture. Fear-mongering.
Looking like Randy Savage. Savage, Jesus Christ. Looking like Randy Savage, you're gone weird. Gay.
Yeah. I don't know who Randy Savage is.
He's a WWE wrestler from the 80s or the 90s. I don't remember. Don't yell at me. I don't. My WWE knowledge is deteriorating.
Oh. Reason?
What?
Is that, I think, for good reason?
I don't know. It's making a comeback, so.
Is it really?
Yeah. Fucking dickhead Logan Paul is in the WWE now. There was a video going around on TikTok and Instagram of one of his last matches that he did for, like, the championship belt title thing. And the interviewer asked him, like, what do you have to say to those who are going to try to come for your title? And this man is so fucking concussed. He just goes, come and get it.
Yeah, he looks super. I know the video you're talking about.
You're like, come take it or some shit. But he looked fucked up. Like, his pupils were, like, blown out, and he just looked fucked up. And the comment section was A1, because people were just, bro, don't even want it anymore. Oh, it was great. Anyways, but yeah, it's making a comeback, you know. There's a lot of the old stars still do it. The Rock is gonna go back. John Cena, I think, is making a comeback or something. So, also, the running joke of John Cena, the you can't see this thing.
You can't see me. Yeah.
And the fact that people just made it into he was invisible. I just love that it's still an ongoing joke.
It's because it's a classic. It's like being Rickrolled.
I mean, that joke is so fucking old now. It's got to be at least 10 years old.
Probably.
But yeah, I love that. Anyways, but yeah, please normalize using context, because it could save a life.
Yeah, or fuck one over.
Exactly. So, use context. Gym bro stuff was my next segue, which kind of works out, because we were just talking about the WWE, which is fake, but also not really, because I feel like it's probably harder to fake doing that shit than it is to actually just do that shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've seen how fucked up he was.
Yeah, well, yeah, like, obviously it still fucking hurts, man, but it's just not as hard. It's more theatrical than it should be, for sure, but that shit, like, you're getting slammed into by people's full body weight sometimes. Yeah, that shit hurts. They're not full-on punching each other in the face, like, that's not what's happening there.
Right, it's just stunt double stuff.
But pretty much,
Sorry, I'm peeling off the wrapper on this yogurt bottle.
You couldn't have done that before we started. You
no, I was playing with the yogurt. Over. I'm drinking the fucking yogurt, and I didn't like the feeling of the plastic. So now it's off, and I'm not done with my yogurt. So leave me alone.
You sound like an iPad kid.
Leave me alone. Get the fuck out of my room! I'm playing Minecraft!
Mining for Roblox!
Don't. You're getting some mad Roblox puss, my guy? Oh my god!
Oh my god.
That video is top-notch shit. It's not, not a lot of people know about that Roblox video. But contextually, speaking of context, so what happens in the video is the guy, he slams open his brother's room and he starts, the little brother starts screaming. He's like, and he's like, let me see what's going on here. He grabs the kid's iPad or laptop or whatever. And he's like, oh, you're on Roblox? Talking to some girls on Roblox? It's like, damn, bro. You get some Roblox puss, my guy?
And Jesus.
It's a great video. I'm going to have to rewatch it. It's like 3 minutes long.
It's a long video.
It's a kid screaming. Who doesn't think that's funny? Loud funny.
I don't know. That gives me anxiety. But anyways.
Yeah, I would have anxiety too if I got caught with some Roblox puss.
I don't even remember what I was going to talk about.
I don't know, but there was a Tesla job opportunity that I'm going to apply to.
Tesla?
A data project manager for Autopilot. Ooh.
Do you think that they'll give you a free Tesla if you work there?
Depending.
Elon, I only want to come work for you if I can have a free Tesla. That's all. That's my only stipulation. Jim Bro stuff. I had a thought, but now the thought is gone. And I don't remember as to why I was going to bring this up. I remember. Can we not do the thing where you see a female in the gym lifting heavy weights or heavier weights than you can lift and coming over and working out right next to her as if you're trying to assert your dominance? Can we stop doing that?
When the fuck has that been an issue? Like, is that a common thing that happens?
Yeah.
Oblivious.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, whatever. I think whatever. I don't. I mean, there's probably some guys that do that, but I don't have a hard time believing that.
Because you've never experienced, or you've never done it.
Yeah, because I avoid women at the gym.
Like, normal, why, like, we all avoid each other. That's like the gym rat culture. It's like, I don't want to talk to nobody, okay? This is my me time. Leave me the fuck alone. So, what I don't understand, fuck you teams, is why do we have to do that? Why you gotta come up in my business and do the same fucking workout that I'm doing, as if to assert your dominance on me. Like, I don't give a fuck. Good for you. I'm glad that you can lift the same as a woman, bitch. The fuck? Leave me alone. That I remember now, because this happened to me this morning, and I was getting frustrated. Because why was that necessary for you to do, sir? Also, it's not younger guys that typically do this, in my own experience and, like, things that I have witnessed. It's mostly older men.
Like, how old are, like, 35 to up, or what?
Yeah, I would say, like, 30-plus men are the ones that typically are the ones that come around and do this. And it's annoying, and no one cares, Jared.
Yeah, I mean, probably. I mean, now with more modern day stuff, but probably back then it probably meant something. I wonder if it has to do with biological urges and instincts.
To assert your dominance at the gym?
Yeah, be like, oh, look at me, I'm strong. I'm a good partner.
Are you referring to like peacocking?
Is that, I don't know what peacocking is. I only know that.
Well, you know how peacocks attract mates, right?
Yeah, they have the feathers.
Yes, the male peacock fluffs their feathers out and like to attract a mate because it's all flashy and beautiful. Like,
oh, well then, yes, I guess that's what I'm referring to. I didn't realize that was a term.
It is a term, and I don't, maybe that's just a me thing, maybe other people find that attractive, but for me personally, I find it so fucking annoying. First of all, you could be my dad, so why are you doing it? Second of all, leave me alone. I'm literally just fighting my own demons right now. Fuck off. Let me do my cable curls alone in peace. God damn it. I don't know. It was just interesting to me. I also know that it was a direct, like, some people say this shit and that, but like in reality the man what chose to go to the area right next to you because it was the only area available. That was not the case. I go in the morning because there's nobody there. So all of the cable machines were available. It was me and one other person using the lap pull down section of the cable machine. And there's like 7 cable machines. 7 or 8 cable machines. And there was 2 people and we weren't even on the same cable machine. Yet this man decided to do the one right next to me. I was like, why?
I don't know.
Why? And maybe that's just me being like, they're like social distance, bitch. Like, I social distance before COVID happened. Like, I don't want you to be in my space. Leave me alone. Go away. Don't social interact with me, goddammit.
Yeah, I have like a 3-foot radius bubble. It's called the fuck off bubble. If you're in the fuck off bubble, just know that I know that you exist, and if you get any closer, I will move. But granted, depending on the size of your gym, you can't always move. There's some exercises I like to do on the cable machine, and you just kind of gotta deal with it.
No, like, I understand that, but yet again, what I am saying to you is there was 8 cable machines in a row.
You came out to the one right next to you? Yeah, that's frustrating.
Yes.
I don't know how someone can just overcome the awkwardness to walk up and work out next to somebody, especially on machines or anything. No matter where I go or no matter what I'm trying to do, I try not to take someone's machines or plates. I always look around, I wait a second, and I look at people and I do the point thing.
Mm-hmm. You know?
The point be like, you're using this? Like, no. But whenever there's somebody next to a machine, like, even if they're not correlated, like, at my gym, there's a hammer strength curl machine.
Mm-hmm.
And next to it is a calf extension. So even then, I'll just be like, oh, are you using this? Even though like they don't correlate. And it's also weird working out next to somebody, especially if it's somebody that you think's hot.
Yeah.
I hate working out next to attractive people. I hate it so much.
I just hate people, and I would prefer to not have to have a social interaction that early in the morning, but... We can't. You win some, you lose some. Oh, the other one that really irritates me is you need to be aware of your surroundings when you're at the gym. This is going to turn into Jay rant. I just had a brain aneurysm for a second.
My kidney, Rachel, no.
What the fuck?
I am not Bruce Wayne. I am Batman.
I'm Batman. That's what I'm
saying.
Come back in.
Wilfred. I need my fruit snacks. Wilfred.
All right, we get it. But yeah, this is going to turn into a me rant. Because fucking, I can't stand people who, if there's enough space for you to not walk directly by a machine, fucking don't walk directly by that machine. Especially if someone is actively using said machine or actively doing a workout. Like, that's, first of all, that's dangerous to you and the person.
Right.
So, like, sorry, and most people don't want you in their space. I don't understand why that's such a hard concept to grasp, but I literally watched somebody do this to somebody else last week, where this person, I don't remember if it was a guy or a girl, was using, I think they were using the cable machine to do pec flies. So they were doing cable pec flies. And the dude walked directly in front of them as they were trying to do the cable, like, the cable pec flies.
Was there adequate space to just...
No. I mean, no, like, there was enough... They could have walked around. Like, there was plenty of space for them to not walk directly in front of the person. And they chose to walk directly in front of the person. I think they were also on their phone, but I'm not sure. I don't really remember. Like I said, this happened last week. But I just remember being like, if that was me, I probably would have gotten real mad and said something. Like, I probably would have looked at the dude and been like, yo, you almost got fucking chomped by my arms doing a cable fly. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, you almost got bear hugged.
And, like, I'm not super confrontational, but when it comes to working out and you're interfering with my workout, I get a little angry.
Yeah, I get that.
That's my decompressing time. That's my time to unload all my rage so I don't snap at somebody at work, okay? So, like, if you're gonna interfere with that, you're gonna have the full wrath experienced onto yourself.
Right. It's a interesting process. I don't like it when people interrupt my workouts either. Like, the other day, I was just going in to work out. I wasn't working that day. I wasn't doing anything else. I was about to, like, I was socializing with somebody else. I guess that's not really working out. But I was socializing with somebody else, and somebody came up to me, and they're like, oh, do you work here? And I'm like, yes, I do. What can I help you with? And they proceeded to go on about their account stuff. And I'm like, well, we're not open right now. You're in the gym. You were able to get in, so you're fine. It's the same thing. And then someone interrupting me while... I guess people at my gym are pretty good at not interrupting. People are pretty good at, like, they'll float around when they want to talk to me, and then when I'm done, they come and talk. I think that's the best way to do it.
For sure. Like if you... Yeah, if you see your friend at the gym... Wait until they're finished with their workout before you go approach them. You know? Same as, like, I do that for strangers. Like, if I need to ask if the machine next to them or the spot next to them is being occupied, I'll wait until they're finished with their current set, and then I'll do the point thing, because I'm not trying to impede on your you time, you know, so.
Yeah. And then social, it's like the same thing with like just trying to socialize with people. Like there's like five or six guys at the gym where I'll just wave. And like we just wave back and then that's it for the day.
As it should be.
And then some people are like they just want to talk and real quick and what, like they're very short. They're like, they want to talk and then they're like, okay, I'm going to work out now. I don't know. I'm like the worst combination because it depends on the day. Some day I just want to, you know, get as big as I can be and get super pumped and walk around like I have a stick up my ass. And some days I just want to talk, which is rough because there's sometimes where people have a tendency to just dump on me, like their day, yeah. And like what's going on. They'll dump. I'm very easy to talk to in person. It doesn't help that I think I'm slightly charming.
The narcissistic tendencies are showing.
Yeah, I mean, knowing is half the battle. I know it, so.
The first step is acknowledging you have a problem.
Step one, yeah. Knowledge is half the battle in that one. I mean, I enjoy the conversation too because I work from home.
Yeah.
I look at a laptop screen and numbers and code all day long. So, you know, going from soulless, mind-sucking work to... I had protein Pop-Tart today. It's kind of an easier way to go about communicating with people.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Cheese and rice.
Anyway, that was my rant.
Ranty rant rant.
Can we talk about how steroids have now become like a novelty?
I guess I'm probably going to end up having to cut it out like I did last time.
Okay. All right. We'll just move on to the next topic.
It just creates a spiral of things and whatever.
Okay. I can respect that.
Yeah. Because last time we talked about it at the end of one of the other podcast episodes, and I ended up having to cut that entire fucking section out, and it was like 45 minutes.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna put you through that. No, I mean, I'm already making you cut a lot of shit out now, so I apologize.
Good, it's fine. But, what was the other thing? I don't remember if I had another thing or not. Oh, like rituals to set up for your fucking lifts. I watched the most intense setup of someone's life the other day.
Break it
down. Squats.
For me.
Huh?
Just break it down for me. I'm ready.
All right. So you know how most powerlifters do the when they're setting up for squats, they do like the stomp stomp. And then they, like, you know, get underneath the bar and then they, like, grab the bar, but then they, like, stretch forward so their arms are stretched out, you know, like, they're just really stretching all their shit out, you know? Mm-hmm. The guy that I witnessed, I think it was on Monday, was just so fucking extra with it. And it was hard not to look at him because I would catch a glimpse of him in the mirror every time he would do it, but I'm talking he's shaking the whole fucking rack.
Oh shit.
And I was like, broski, what the fuck, dude? It was just real intense for no reason, and I was like, alright, pop off, sir. But then came the belt.
Oh. Okay.
He goes to put a belt on, and Mind you, I don't typically care about how other people do shit unless they're going to hurt themselves. Obviously, this is one of those times where, like, you're not going to hurt yourself by putting the belt there, but also the belt serves no purpose if you put it there, so it was kind of redundant for you to even put the belt on. But anyways, he puts his belt on, and there's different spots that you put the belt for different lifts, I get that, but as far as to my knowledge and further investigation of this man putting his belt up that high, I can see no reason for putting your belt that high, and it serves no purpose. So he put his belt, like, on the bottom part of his rib cage.
Okay. That's like deadlift. That's where you put it for deadlifts.
No. Higher.
Oh.
You're not thinking high enough. You're thinking that he put the top of the belt around the end of the rib cage. I'm talking the belt was around the bottom part of his rib cage.
Oh. Was he a short king?
No. Oh. We were probably the same height. He might have been a little taller than me, which is 5'6", 5'7".
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, Rob's not.
Well, did he have good form at least?
Yeah, his form was great. That's why I was like, putting the belt on was kind of redundant, but whatever. I mean, there's other reasons why you use a belt, but not if the belt wasn't doing anything, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
Oh. It's real and freak. So, if anybody knows why, what's the purpose of putting the belt up that high, please let me know. DM us on Instagram at the Undiscussed and Unfiltered Podcast.
Yeah, and give us constructive criticism and feedback.
Yeah, I would love to hear your take on wearing your lifting belt under your titties, basically.
Yeah. Do you also think that me interrupting is annoying as fuck? But I do it anyway? Yeah.
Facts. This will be a short, sweet episode, and then the next episode can be about the conspiracy theories, because that in itself could literally take up 2 hours. Easily.
Yeah, that's almost there. We almost need to do a live stream of... I don't think I could be capable of a live stream or a live event.
No, I would be so distracted the entire time.
I am just too unfiltered.
That too. You guys don't know this, but I literally have to edit so much shit out. Y'all don't even understand, bro.
We record for like 3 hours, and to get out an hour's worth of content.
Facts.
I just...
What do you guys think about the current state of the world?
What do I think about the current state of the world?
Yeah, I guess. It's... All I'm going to say is I will be surprised if sometime this year we don't end up going to war with someone.
Well, that's fucking depressing.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like it's going to happen. Oh, you know what? I won't talk about the big conspiracy theory that I want to talk about that goes into, like, the Quiet on Set documentary that we talked about last time, but I will talk about the bridges, because I did not know this, but apparently two other bridges also had shit happen to them the same day that the Maryland bridge got fucked up by that cargo ship.
Yeah, it's fucked up to say this, but it's kind of a modern day 9/11.
Almost.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was real interesting that the police department, because this is Baltimore, yeah, Baltimore, Maryland, was where this bridge was, and the Baltimore Police Department was like, it was unintended, it was not intent, there's no signs that the collision was intentional. I'm sorry, how was it not intentional? That's a big-ass fucking ship to hit a big-ass fucking bridge with. Said ship and said bridge have had no problems in the past 10 years doing the same exact route. So you're telling me the one time that the it has a different crew from a different country, all of a sudden they can't do that? It's a little suspicious to me, but whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of like the train derailings, because trains don't derail often. It is very rare for a train to derail. I've never heard of a boat running into a bridge. Not once. But you're right. It is very suspicious that two other bridges were ran into by other boats.
It's the deflection thing. That I talked about that one of the other very first episodes. It's the deflection thing where they throw the really big thing in your face to distract you so that you don't realize that other smaller things that are just as bad are also happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the Baltimore Bridge was the big one in the news, but there was two other bridges. I forgot which one is, one of them caught on fire, which that's weird in itself for a bridge to just randomly start on fire. And then the other one was also ran into by a boat, but this one was made out of concrete and metal, so it didn't. The concrete metal one was the Tulsa Bridge. And that one, it didn't die. Like, it just dented it a little bit. But that one didn't collapse. But it's all interesting, if you ask me. I mean, this conspiracy theory about the bridges also kind of ties into the other one. Because of Mr. Ryan Garcia,
the fighter, Ryan Garcia.
Yes, Ryan Garcia. Yes, how he tweeted out that something was going to happen on March 27th or 26th or whatever, and that's exactly when the Baltimore Bridge was struck by the cargo ship. Pretty interesting, if you ask me. If
you poke the wrong people, you're gonna get put down.
Oh, for sure. I also saw a thing about how someone was correlating Ryan Garcia to being the modern day Jesus. I was like, oh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I think there would be other people up to the plate for that, but go them.
For sure, for sure.
Modern day Jesus.
I mean, their theory was pretty sound. I'd have to find it again, but I would believe it for sure. Be like, yeah, I mean, your evidence to support this claim kind of adds up. I wouldn't discredit it entirely, for sure.
It's a bold claim to call someone modern day Jesus.
It is a bold claim, but at the again, the current state of the world is like.
We'll have to see. Because, I mean, there's QAnon. There's a lot of bigger players on the table.
Than just for sure.
Yeah. Granted, you know, if you've got the sauce and you spill it, you've got the sauce.
For sure.
It's kind of like, do you know who Jay Schlatt is?
No.
Yeah, he's a YouTuber, comedian. He says, like, out-of-pocket, off-topic things, kind of like I do. Well, during one of his live streams, or it was a tweet or something, he had this, like, meme going on about the queen and how the queen's going to die. Well, he spurted out a random fucking date. He's like, the queen will die on this day! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Kind of like as a meme, right? And then he's like made things of like joking about how he would, you know, harm the queen, but like genuinely he wouldn't. Well, you know, when the queen died, a lot of people started pointing fingers. It was really funny because I think he was also in England.
Now, what? I'm not saying that he did it, but I'm also not saying that he did it.
Right.
I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I don't know. Some of these conspiracy theories are so wild that they almost make you think that they're true.
Well, you know, I haven't seen all of the legit conspiracy theories that have come out not legit. All of the conspiracy theories that I've followed, or majority of them that I've seen, have, you know, turned out to become true. Like during COVID, they're like, we think that COVID was released from a lab in China. And then the government's like, no, it wasn't. It was no. And then they're like, oh yeah, Fauci and Bill Gates funded the Wuhan lab, and we think that's kind of convenient how the Wuhan lab just closed down and COVID's going on. And then the government's like, oh, blah, 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 and then it came out that the Wuhan lab leaked the fucking virus. So there's that part, and then there was like COVID conspiracy theories go hard in the paint.
For sure. The COVID was for sure one of the conspiracy theories that definitely make you question life a little bit.
Yeah, just remember, if you think that the government wouldn't do that, they would.
Everybody has an agenda. I think all people need to understand is that everyone has an agenda, and the agenda doesn't necessarily have the people's best interest at heart, because why would it? And that's why, after learning about some of the stuff that I learned about these quote-unquote conspiracy theories, I just think that the world needs to restart. Armageddon, where are you at? Because, like, this is what society has come to, and clearly we should not have been trusted to make our own decisions, because what the fuck?
Yeah, before COVID started, every time I'd go grocery shopping with my mom when COVID started. And I just every time we went to Walmart or some store, I'm like, God, I'm so tired of seeing all these people. We just need two Thanos snaps and a plague.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, we have gotten a plague.
Yeah, bring back survival of the fittest for sure. Natural selection.
Well, I think we have a lot of natural selection going on anyway.
Nah, we need more.
More. It's like when you're at Olive Garden and they put the cheese on your soup.
Yeah.
You don't tell them to stop.
Yeah, they're like, say what, and you're just like, keep going. Don't stop.
That's when you just need to make really great, deep, and intimate eye contact with whoever's grating your cheese. And just don't stop looking at them.
Yeah, just maintain eye contact the whole time. Oh, that makes me cringe. No, I don't like that.
Next time I'm at Olive Garden, I'm going to do it.
You can do it.
As long as I'm not on a date. I don't even think I'd take a date to Olive Garden, but...
I'm weak. But, I think that's going to do it for this week's episode, guys. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the next one, because the next one is for sure going to be quite interesting, for to say the least.
Conspiracy theories.
I'm going to quote-unquote conspiracy theories.
Indubitably.
But, yeah, go follow us on Instagram. Upvote the pod. Like and comment. Email us at Gmail, undiscussedunfiltered@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram at undiscussedunfiltered.
Yep. Don't pay your taxes. Hit your maxes. And,
that rhymed.
And, drive safe.
And drink water.
Oh, yeah. That thing, the life juice.
Drink the water.
All right.
Okay, bye.